This time we are seeing the 22 incarnations of Lord Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 3rd chapter. So first we will learn this verse which describes the Varaha avatar. So today it is Varaha. Dvitiyam.
Dvitiyam. Dvitiyam. Dvitiyam.
Tu. It's not there in your book, so you have to see on the screen. Tu.
Tu. Tu. Tu.
Bhava yasya.
Bhava yasya. Bhava yasya. Bhava yasya.
Rasatala.
Rasatala. Rasatala. Rasatala.
Gatam.
Gatam. Gatam. Gatam.
Mahim.
Mahim. Mahim. Mahim.
Udarishyam.
Udarishyam. Udarishyam. Udarishyam.
Upadatta.
Upadatta. Upadatta. Upadatta.
Yagnesha.
Yagnesha. Yagnesha. Yagnesha.
Saukaram Vapu.
Saukaram Vapu. Saukaram Vapu. Saukaram Vapu.
Vitiyam tu bhavayasya.
Vitiyam tu bhavayasya. Vitiyam tu
Rasatala gatam mahim.
Rasatala gatam mahim. Rasatala gatam mahim. Rasatala gatam mahim.
Udarishyam upadatta.
Udarishyam upadatta. Udarishyam upadatta. Udarishyam upadatta.
Yagnesha saukaram vapu.
Yagnesha saukaram vapu. Yagnesha saukaram vapu.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatala gatamahim udarishyam upadatta yagnesha saukaram vapu.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatala gatamahim udarishyam upadatta yagnesha.
You are not able to see, you should have told, no? Able to see?
Yes.
Or should I increase more?
Okay.
At the back?
Yes.
Once more I'll do. I'll tell the whole verse now. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatala gatamahim udarishyan upadatta yagnesha saukaram vapu.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatala gatamahim udarishyan upadatta yagnesha saukaram vapu. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatala gatamahim udarishyan upadatta yagnesha saukaram vapu. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatala gatamahim udarishyan upadatta yagnesha saukaram vapu.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
The supreme enjoyer.
The supreme enjoyer.
Of all sacrifices.
Of all sacrifices.
Accepted.
Accepted.
The incarnation.
The incarnation.
Of a boar.
Of a boar.
The second incarnation.
The second incarnation.
And for the welfare.
And for the welfare.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
He lifted the earth.
He lifted the earth
from the nether regions.
From the nether regions
of the universe.
Of the universe.
Okay. So last week, the last time we saw Kumaras. That is the first incarnation. And the second is Varaha. Okay. All of you sit properly. And only when you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam verses, stories, you should sit properly. So, this Swayambhu, Brahmaji, last time you saw, he created Kumaras.
Yes.
Right? After that, he created Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is the first king of mankind. Okay? Mankind comes from them. So, Swayambhuva Manu, all of you repeat.
Swayambhuva Manu.
This is a very great personality. Sometime I'll tell only about his family. But today, just remember, after the Kumaras, then Swayambhuva Manu came. And then he was engaged in prayers. That time he came and prayed to Brahma. And then he told one more thing to Brahma. What did he tell to Brahmaji? That I am worried. Why? Because the earth. We all are staying in earth, isn't it?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
Okay. So the earth planet is submerged in the Garbhodaka ocean. He told that the earth planet is, you know, submerged down into the earth, Garbhodaka ocean. So he said to Brahmaji, my dear Lord, can you please do something? We have to protect the earth. So Brahmaji, he was in the process of creation. He was creating. So he thought, oh, now what to do? So he started thinking. Now we think, no, sometimes something we think so like that. Brahmaji started thinking, oh, what to do? At that time, he saw, when he was thinking like that, all of you pay attention, sit properly. When he was thinking like that, that time, a very beautiful entity, the size of a thumb, came out from the nostril of Brahmaji. A boar came out, B-O-A-R, okay? And that is Shivarahade Bhagwan Ki.
Yes.
So the boar, it came out of the nostril of Brahma. When Brahmaji was thinking, oh, what will happen? At that time, the boar came out of the nostril of Brahma and it went into the sky. And as he was going through the sky, he started growing. He became so gigantic and he roared. Srila Prabhupada, he writes in the purport that the voice of anyone comes according to the size of their body. And when Varahadev roared, it was very sweet. Okay, it was very sweet to hear because it's Bhagavan, no? When the Lord takes any form, do we like pigs? No. But the Lord, when he takes the form, boar is a pig. Why he takes, I will tell you. So when he takes his form, he looks very beautiful. So he went in the sky and he started roaring, and with his tail, you know, he was slashing the clouds. And all the people of Janaloka, Tapaloka, Maharloka, they thought, who is this? Brahmaji also thought, who is this? They all were thinking something, just imagine something comes out of your nose and it goes up and it becomes such a big form. So they all started thinking, who is this? But of course, Brahmaji then started thinking, yeah, it must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody other than that, you know, in few seconds, you just can't become so big. So then he went in the sky and he started slashing with the tail. And then when everybody came to know, all the rishis and all the priests from Janaloka, Tapaloka and all, they all started reciting prayers. So loudly, all the prayers they were reciting. That time, Varahadev, you know, he just shook his head to show, he reciprocated, yes, I am hearing all your prayers. Okay, so he heard that prayers and this is, see, Varahadev, there are two times, the incarnation comes two times. One is during Swayambhuva Manu, that is now, and then is Chakshusha Manu. He also comes in Chakshusha Manu. That time what happens, this is once he has taken, and now in Chakshusha Manu, one thing is the Garbhodaka. Who is in the Garbhodaka ocean? Okay, the Bhumi Devi. Everything is a personification. So Bhumi Devi is in the Garbhodaka ocean. So now immediately Varahadev from the sky, he jumped into the ocean. Okay, he went into the ocean and in such a speed he went that the ocean was divided into two waves. I mean into two, so you know when the ocean started praying that please protect me. Then Varahadev went deep down. Why did he take the form of a pig? Because how does a pig find something? Yeah, by smelling. So by smelling, Varahadev, he went deep inside the ocean to find where is Bhumi Devi, where is the earth planet. And he found the earth planet and he brought the planet up on the ocean. And then what did he do? He brought it in his tusks. Okay, somebody may say that how is this possible? Is it a fairy tale? How can a pig carry the earth on his tusks? Yes. Who was in a huge form? And more than that, because because he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why he could do any. He could do, he just, have you given a thought? How many planets are there?
9.
You're confused. 14 planetary systems are there, but the planets I'm talking.
Eight.
There were nine, but now Pluto is not there. So there are eight planets. So just little bit you think, all the planets are correct in their situated so properly. The geography is so perfect, isn't it? Who has done that? Krishna has done that. So if he can do all those things, just carrying this earth on his tusks is not a big thing. So he carried, and while he was coming up, it is said that Hiranyaksha. Now let me give you the background, who is Hiranyaksha. Now last week, let me remember, who were the two gatekeepers?
Jai.
The first lifetime they will come as? Yes, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So at that time, I'll just go to the other pastime. There is Kashyapa Muni. Kashyapa Muni has two wives, Diti and Aditi. And Diti, she said, I want to have children. And the time when she said, I want to have children was not good. So because the time was not good, that is why Kashyapa Muni said that, you know, because you are asking for children when time is not good, so you will produce two demons. So she started crying. She said, just imagine if a mother knows my sons are going to be demons, how it will be. So then that time Kashyapa Muni said, don't worry, but you will have a grandson who will be a very great devotee of the Lord. And that will be Prahlad. But that will come when another incarnation comes. But for now, Diti, she became pregnant. Who is her husband?
Kashyapa Muni.
I can't hear.
Kashyapa Muni. Yeah.
So Diti, she was pregnant. And you know how many years she was pregnant? 100 years. Diti was pregnant because they are demons. No, just imagine keeping demons for 100. And who is telling that? Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned. Again and again I read whether I am correct. It is mentioned that she was pregnant for 100 years. And then these two demons took birth. They were when Lord Krishna is born in Krishna book, it is said that, you know, the lakes were clear water, and then there were the peacocks were dancing. And even if it was not rainy season and it was like spring, this is how when Krishna is born. But when the demons are born, what happens? The cows give the cows give blood in place of milk. And then, you know, the environment is so, it's totally different. At that time, after 100 years of pregnancy, after that, Diti gave birth to these two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The moment they were born, they became very big. They were so huge, it is said that their feet was on the ground and the crown of their head was touching the sky. And when they would walk, even everybody was afraid. So now the Hiranyaksha wanted to please his brother Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu said, okay, go and fight. You are so powerful, go and fight. So then Hiranyaksha, thought, oh, I should go and fight. So he took his mace. The mace is gadha. Not the gadha which you, not the donkey. This is gadha, another mace. He took the mace and he went everywhere. He said, okay, you'll fight with me? Nobody was ready to fight with Hiranyaksha. At that time he went to Vibhavari. Okay, there he went to Varun Dev. He said, will you fight with me? I want to fight. Give me a fight. So then Varun Dev said, I am not the person to, you rascal, I am not the person for you to fight. For the person who is going to fight with you has already come. Go there. So then, and that is Varahadev. So this Hiranyaksha, he went to Narada Muni to ask, where is Varahadev? So Narada Muni guided. Now Varahadev is protecting the earth planet, Bhumi Devi. You go there. So he went to the Garbhodaka ocean and he just started giving all bad words to the Lord. He started, hey coward, come fight with me, what are you doing, come. He started giving all bad words, all is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The Lord just kept quiet. He didn't say anything. He just did anything. He just went. Because the earth should be carefully placed, you know. So first he kept the earth on the placed on the ocean, on top of the ocean, and then he went. Okay, just talking is not enough. Now come on, let us fight. So then Varaha and Hiranyaksha, they started fighting. So it is said that the demon sprang upon the Lord with his mace. Okay, and then what happened with his powerful mace? Then the Lord, what he did, he moved from there. He just dodged. And then he escaped the blow. Then what happened? For like this, they both were fighting for some time with their maces. Blood was coming from both of their bodies. They fought. That time, Brahmaji said, "Oh my lord, the demonic hour is coming. In the nights, the demons become more powerful." So Brahmaji told to the lord that you don't show any compassion. Please start fighting. I mean, at that time, you know, the lord just smiled at Brahma. Then after that, the lord, he aimed at the chin of the demon with his mace. And at that time, what happened? The lord's mace, by mistake, it just slipped down. Everybody was afraid. All the demigods, everybody. Just imagine if the gada of the lord is slipped. Everybody, they started, crying, and they said, "My dear lord, don't play with him anymore. Please kill him. Please kill him." So everybody was. So then again the lord smiled and showed them that don't worry. Just to remove their worry, he invoked Sudarshan Chakra. And he invoked Sudarshan Chakra, and then everybody was little bit. At that time, what he did, he sent his mace. So, and in between, when the lord, his mace fell down, no? That time, this Hiranyaksha, he told, "Come on, pick up, take your mace." He didn't wanted to, even he was observing some laws. That is, the enemy should have the weapon when you are fighting. That happened. And then I said, no, that everybody was crying. So the lord lifted this discus. So when Hiranyaksha's mace came towards the lord, with the discus, he cut it to pieces. And then what happened is, first the demon sent his mace. So the mace, the lord with his left foot, he kicked it down. And then he sent the trident. He said, "Okay, let me send that." You know, trident is trishul. He sent the trishul. So the lord cut the trishul to pieces with his chakra. So then, you know, the demon was thinking, "What should I do?" Then he was just thinking. That time he used his fist to go on hitting the chest of the lord. Then he thought nothing is happening. Then he used his mystic powers. Sit properly. So he started using his, you know, I'm telling you to sit properly because the Hiranyaksha and us will be killed by hearing this fasting. So he started doing mystical powers. So there was a rain of urine, pus and blood, and all this rain was there, and the mountains were sending all the weapons like trident and all was coming out of mountains. There were many naked demonesses, so many things he was sending. So the lord, he just used his chakra, and with his chakra, everything went away. So this demon was again angry. Oh, what to do? So that time he, what he did, he thought, "I will embrace the lord and I will kill him." So Hiranyaksha came to embrace the lord. The lord escaped. So then that also he failed. Then again he used his fist to hit on the lord's chest. Then what he did, the lord, he just used his lotus feet and just very carefully touched his the place before, below his ears, and the demon was killed. Shivaraha Devaki.
Yes.
Then Brahmaji came and then he glorified the lord. So this is how Varaha Dev was killed. One question: two times he incarnated. Who? No, I'm sorry. This I told. Hiranyaksha was killed. See, this is the same. Now I told you Varaha Dev took how many times incarnation?
Two times.
In which manvantaras?
Swayambhu and Chakshusha.
Now all of you repeat. First time in
Swayambhu Manu.
I can't hear.
Swayambhu Manu.
Second time in
Chakshusha Manu.
Okay.